The Finnish composer Kaija Saraiho was born in Helsinki in 1952. She furthered her studies in music at Darmstadt and with ICRAM in Paris. Saraiho has been based in Paris since 1982. L'amour de loin, Love from Afar, is a two-act opera with a libretto in French by the Lebanese-French writer Amin Maalouf. The opera had its first performance at the 2000 Salzburg Festival in a production conducted by Esa-Pekka Salonen and directed by Peter Sellers. Maalouf's libretto takes us to the 12th century, to the time of the troubadours. These wandering artists sang of passionate love that was often abstract and often unrequited. They were immersed in the idea of love, in the beauty of passion and sexuality that had an almost religious tinge. L'amour de loin is scored for large orchestra with some electronics, chorus, and three soloists. The Countess Clémence, whose family left France for Tripoli, is the object of the Love from Afar, as celebrated by the troubadour Geoffrey Roudel. A solitary pilgrim is the bridge between these two characters. The troubadour Geoffrey Roudel yearns for a woman beautiful without the arrogance of beauty, noble without the arrogance of nobility, pious without the arrogance of piety. The faraway love, Clémence, Countess of Tripoli, and the idea of her is all-powerful, although they have never met.
Ah, that I were a pilgrim, so that my staff and robe could fall beneath the gaze of her beautiful eyes.
The pilgrim counsels both Geoffrey and Clémence. The Countess, feeling alone and abandoned in Tripoli, tells us, "The land where I was born still breathes in me. How happy I would be if a single wall, a single tree, remembered me." But a man far off in her native France, Geoffrey Roudel, makes his way toward her. The pilgrim has given him away. No longer can Geoffrey's songs and poetry be secret. He curses the pilgrim.
"I spend my days and nights composing my songs, each note and each rhyme of which must pass the sternest test. I undress and dress 20 times, 30 times, before finding the precise word that has been hanging in the sky for all eternity, awaiting its destination."
While Clémence prays, "He who calls me greedy speaks aright for wishing a distant love, for no joy would please me as much. As I delight in this distant love, I wish for that which is denied me. Such was my godfather's decree, that I should love and not be loved."
Across the seas from Marseille to Tripoli, I let myself be overcome by the immensity of the sky and the smell of the waves.
At the end of the long journey, the pilgrim can only tell Clémence that Joffre is mortally ill. They meet only for him to die in her arms.
He made an offering of his life to a distant unknown woman and was content to receive in return a smile. He thanked heaven for the little that was accorded him and asked for nothing. If with such a being as he thou art not generous, Lord, with whom shall thou be?
Clémence enters a convent, there to shut herself away, trying to forget the love from afar, l'amour de loin, the love Joffre Roudel celebrated in poetry and song, the love for which the pilgrim counseled patience in vain. L'amour de loin, with words by Ami Malouf and music by Kaija Sarayo, first performed in 2000, a beautiful and meditative work, one of the most successful and most often performed operas of the 21st century. For WOSU Public Media and Classical 101, I'm Christopher Purdy with Will Waters.